This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Ida has left Louisiana residents scrambling for food, gas, water, and relief from the brutal heat. Thousands of utility workers are trying to get the power back on. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Hurricane Ida wrecked most of the power system, providing electricity to New Orleans and its surrounding parishes. Elgin Greenberry says he's worried about the meat that's in the freezer.
We got water, and, you know, we could cook something. It ain't that bad, but I got to go get some ice or something, you know, for this. It's meat in you because we ain't the refrigerator off and that meat is thawing out quick.
More than a million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi are without electricity, and many could be so for many more days.
This morning we're learning that two electric company workers have been killed in an accident in Alabama while working on storm restoration. No details. Just taking effect this morning in Texas, a law banning most abortions in the state. The Supreme Court has yet to act on an emergency appeal to put the law on hold. The AP's Julie Walker.
The Texas law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually around 6 weeks, and before most women even know they're pregnant. It allows private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman get an abortion after that time. Abortion providers who are asking the Supreme Court to step in said the law would rule out 85% of abortions. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden's facing a lot of tough questions about the way the U.S. left Afghanistan, but he's not backing down.
I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit.
Pope Francis is criticizing the West's involvement in Afghanistan as an outsider's attempt to impose democracy. Starting today, France is giving COVID booster shots to those over 65. This is AP News. The U.S. and China are going to talk about the climate crisis.
China and U.S. officials plan to talk this week about reducing pollution by the world's two largest economies. Relations between Washington and Beijing have been strained by disputes over trade, technology, and human rights. But the sides have identified the climate crisis as an area for possible cooperation. Now, climate envoy John Kerry is scheduled for meetings with his Beijing counterparts. He's called for stronger efforts to curb rising temperatures to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels, and is urging China to join the U.S. in urgently cutting carbon emissions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An 80-pound cougar has been removed from a New York City apartment where it was being kept illegally as a pet. It's going to a wildlife refuge in Arkansas. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.